is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass tumble.
Feel the salad crumble. Girl said, cocked, locked, blissed, your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountain.
So, Alex, it looks like our mics were off, but we got them on now. And we're broadcasting live high atop Missouri Ozark Mountain, Studio A, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vin Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota, Genesis Communications Network. Today, our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from unsafe circumstances. Specifically, we're going to be talking about long-term storage foods and emergency foods. What are they, how to store them, and how to deploy them. In the broadcast classroom with me, in the studio, is a freeze-dry guy. And yes, there really is a freeze-dry guy. Welcome, freeze-dry guy.
Hi, Vince. Thank you very much for having me here.
Hey, freeze-dry guy, we've known each other for a while, right?
Yeah, about 2.5 years, I guess.
And so you're going to tell me your real name, right?
Soon. No, that's subjective, right?
Yeah. So, like, within a short period of time.
Easily.
You know, my dad used to say, I'd say, Dad, can we go to the beach? And he'd say, after a while. And that was in the 50s. I'm still waiting. So it's soon, like after a while?
Similar. Hey, you ever go into a restaurant and you're in a hurry and you say, how long will it take to get my food? It's always, it won't be long.
It won't be long.
That irks me to no end.
It won't be long. As soon as the chef comes back.
Yeah, that's a long time if you're being tortured to death, right?
You bet. And talking about restaurants, you know, I was thinking about how many people are unhappy in this world. And, you know, we had the meetup on Friday night, and it was absolutely wild. It was standing room only, and a lot of our instructors were there. And some poor guy came into Ziggy's with his wife. He was a middle-aged guy, and he was expecting to have a nice, quiet dinner with his wife. He was the guy with the red shirt. He ended up screaming at MacGyver, Joel Johnson. And he was really, really upset because, it wasn't quiet there, was it?
No, he shouldn't have come in if he was wanted quiet.
So, you know, I was thinking that, you know, he was screaming at Joel Johnson, and I guess he was going to call the police. And then I walked over to kind of intercede a little bit, and I said, hi, I'm Vin Fennelli. And he started screaming at me. All I did was say, hi, I'm Vin Fennelli. And he just, I guess he wanted to show his wife or his girlfriend that he was really a big man, and he was going to tell, 150 or 200 of us what was what. And they just, I can't understand that. But people are really unhappy. And here's the point. Today is Election Day, right? So Election Day 2012, we get a chance to choose. Boy, I hope we choose the right way. Because if we don't, we're really, really in trouble. But the point is, we were having a lot of fun. And I wonder if having fun is going to be illegal after today. I'm serious. I mean, you know, we were laughing and scratching, having a great time, and there's so many people that don't want to have a good time or can't have a good time. It may become illegal to have a good time. So let's see. I wanted to play something for you. Maybe I'll play it after the first break. Let's see. So freeze-dry guy, let's talk about the price of a loaf of bread in New York City. From what I understand, as of a few minutes ago, $7 is about what it's costing to buy a loaf of bread. Now, it didn't cost anywhere near that much before Hurricane Sandy. People are driving up the price of food because they're not prepared. they don't have food. Now, if they were prepared, the price of bread and other food would be exactly the same as it was before the hurricane, because people were prepared and they wouldn't need to go out and buy it. Well, $7 is absolutely gouging to me, and it's unconscionable. And their gas supplies, that you just can't get gas. There's places where it's just not available. And I've seen these lines. They're like a couple hundred people long. And each person, that's people standing in line with gas cans a couple hundred feet long. It's unbelievable for a few gallons of gasoline. So that brings me to the point where if food were unavailable right now, if all the trucks stopped running, would that affect the Finelli family? I don't think so. I really don't, because we have some food store that would take us through that period of a problem. And why would we do that? Because we saw what happened over and over when there are weather anomalies, weather disruptions, power supply disruptions. And that's why we're prepared for food and water and shelter and energy and everything. So let's talk about freeze-dried type foods. Why is it that they're able to be stored for so long?
There's a couple of reasons, Vince. Three of them, actually, I guess.
Okay.
The freeze-drying process preserves better than anything there is, frozen, dehydrated, any other form of preservation. The food properties, the nutritional values. There's no heat destruction to the product because all the drying takes place at roughly between 30 to 50 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
Very sophisticated process. It came out of the aerospace program, the development of it. Another thing is, well, it's an advantage of freeze-dried food because you can take it down to such a dry state that if we dehydrated to that level, we'd burn up enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, well, yes, if you got it down that low. I actually have my own line of dehydrated foods, which are very good, and they're dried down to about 3-4% moisture. You got to be careful when you're buying a dehydrated product, of course, from brand X, Y, or Z, that they haven't burned up enzymes. The guys I work with and I have them pack my product for me, we're very good about that. The other issue is the oxygen removal. And people that I talk to, they probably get sick of hearing me saying it, but oxygen removal is everything.
Well, oxygen causes rust.
That's right.
And it causes materials to decay. So, yeah, oxygen is a big deal.
Yeah, and anybody you're dealing with, you should ask them right out front, what's your residual oxygen content?
Residual oxygen content.
Right.
Okay, so what is a good number and what's a bad number?
Well, a quick story for me. I asked a gentleman, he was the president of a company of a competing product right across from me at a show one time. I said, what's your residual oxygen content? He looked at me, cocked his head to one side and said, what's that? I said, you know, like how much is left? That means residual. He says, oh. And then he said, I don't know. But typically, you want to get it under 2%. It's really a good threshold. The Mountain House products, which I began representing in 1970, their average residual oxygen content, 0.16%. It's the best in the industry.
So the idea is the lower the oxygen content, the longer the preservation of the food?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you've got a low oxygen content, how long can we store food?
Well, let's speak of the products that I sell, because that's what I've got the most experience with. I have no clue how long it'll last, because I've only been doing this 42 years, and I've got some of my own product from my first purchase of August 10th, 1970,
mm-hmm.
in storage. And though I have not had it analyzed scientifically, taste levels are superb, no rancidity on the meats, and meats should be the first thing to start going bad.
Oh, sure.
And fatty items. Nothing. I've got ice cream that was packed 42 years ago, and it is just as good as the first day I opened it. No hint of rancidity at all.
And when you talk about ice cream, we're talking about the kind that the astronauts are served?
Right.
Out in space?
And yes, and you tried some of the mm-hmm. new product, the product mm-hmm. that was done as part of the long-range patrol ration, the freeze-dried rations. We got a bunch of those. They're amazing. Food, especially in tough times, should be fun. It certainly should be as close to what mom cooks as possible. You know, I taught survival in the Army, and I'm here to tell you, eating bugs, it's okay. Eating snakes is all right. But you know what? I'd rather not, and I want food that I'm accustomed to. And people tell me all the time, they say, well, in a survival environment, I'll eat anything. That is not true. Small children generally will not. The elderly will usually not. And guys in the middle, they're going to have a tough time. And I've watched people out in the field go into almost shock after a few days because they're not eating because they don't like what the stuff tastes like. And granted, bugs and grasshoppers are not, they're not the greatest. But this food you cannot tell from what you buy at the supermarket, as you know.
Well, I thought it was pretty neat how we had a freeze-dried guy meal at the expo. And Dr. Howard Chain was really busy cooking in the all he did was add hot water and to a crock pot, and he had, oh boy, he had chicken, he had beef, he had vegetables, we had dessert. It was unbelievable. And one guy, Dr. Howard Chain, was serving, I don't know how many people he served, but he was dishing it as fast as he could.
Yeah.
One guy was able to do all that with just the freeze-dried food. And it's very lightweight. So you can put it in your trunk without having a, you know, cans roll around. So what about putting it in your trunk? Does it last less long?
You know, heat will always affect a food product. But with that said, let's put it this way. Anybody's got MREs, the meals ready to eat, which is a current combat ration, standard mm-hmm. ration that the military uses.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting them in your trunk with a bug-out bag, fine. I'd rotate them out every year because I'll give you a quick story on MREs. And I'm not picking on them. It's just it's characteristic. The Army tested them at 130 months, 10 years, at a constant 60 degrees. And after 130 months, they deemed them still acceptable for troop use, which means
really?
They have to be good. They doubled the temperature to 120 degrees, and they failed in 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. So they are very heat sensitive. Our freeze-dried food handles heat extremely well. Freezing is no issue at all because, you know, there's no moisture in it to speak of. And I had a customer at a very large trade show one time come up and shake my hand and thank me for the food I sold him 20 years ago. And he says, it's the greatest stuff I've ever had. He said, I crawl up in the attic every day or so and drag it down and start eating on it. And I said, you know, it's how long has it been up there? He says, 20 years.
Wow.
And I said, well, it has to have been destroyed by now. And he said, no, it tastes fine. I said, what about the meats? No rancidity? Not a bit. We went on, and I interrogated him because I couldn't believe this guy knew what he was talking about. And he assured me it had been up in the attic from the day he got it until when I talked to him.
Freeze-dried guy. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about freeze-dry type foods, how they're deployed, and the nutritional benefits when we come back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOProducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Freeze Dry Guy is with us. And we're talking about Freeze Dry Guy foods. And, you know, when the Freeze Dry Guy comes over to the Get Prepared Expo, he gets a chance to spend some time at the farm with us. So Freeze Dry Guy is going to be spending a couple days with us, and we have more fun than will probably be illegal after the election. New York City, box of matches, $10 a box. Loaf of bread, $7 a loaf. Potatoes used to be $3 a bag. Now they're $7 a bag. And that's because people didn't plan ahead. There's no question. I mean, why would you want to be gouged that way? And gasoline? In some places, it's simply unavailable. Other places, you can stand in line for a few hours and get 5 gallons and carry it back to your car. They've got the police manning the gas stations to make sure that fights don't break out. It's not a pretty picture. And as a matter of fact, we had someone at the Get Prepared Expo who was an exhibitor, and he got a call that he had to report to duty. He's in the reserves. He had to report to duty and be in New York City by Sunday at 6 a.m. So he had to bug out. So there you go. Now, what's going to happen to his family when he's in New York City for whoever knows how long? Freeze Dry Guy, now these foods, when we talk about the ice cream, that was developed for the astronauts. I guess that was to give them a treat. Is that the plan?
I'm sure it was, to be honest with you. From the beginning, they referred to it as the astronaut food. That goes way back.
I mean, yeah.
Like you say, to 1970 and probably beyond. May I just give the punchline to that story I was talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to recap, folks, this gentleman at a show said he'd bought $2,000 worth of food from me 20 years before, had it in his attic, and I didn't believe he knew what he's talking about, that he must have been up there only a short amount of time. Finally, in exasperation, he says, "Yes, I put it up there the day after I got it, and I go up there and it tastes really, really good." And I was flabbergasted. I said, it certainly must have destroyed the enzymes, and I'm surprised that the meat wasn't made rancid in that heat. And he says, no. He says, it's really good. I said, where do you live? And he says, Palm Springs.
Wow.
The desert. And I said, it's got to get up there 120, 125 degrees. He said, no, it gets up 140 degrees in that attic.
Wow.
You know, I'm not telling people to do it. In fact, I would not recommend it. But I was floored that our product held up so beautifully under those circumstances.
Yeah. So, obviously, your recommendation is to, if you have a basement, keep it there, right? Keep it cool and dry.
That's the best, you know. And again, nobody knows on the end how long it's going to go, but it's been tested by Uncle Sam for many, you know, 30 years plus by the factory. I mean, the longer I sell this, and we're looking at 42 years, the more amazed I am with the product.
You know, you had a lot of customers at the expo. What were they saying to you? Why were they interested? What were their stories coming to you to buy food? I know that you came in with a huge amount of food. I understand that. It took a long time to unload. You had a lot of food, but it's all gone. It was all gone, right? You sold it all,
right down to the last bucket.
Really, to the last bucket. Okay, so what were the customers that came up to you? What were they saying? They're looking for taste, or actually, what really were they looking for?
The first thing off the bat was they typically said, you're the freeze-dried guy? And I said, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. You must really be a neat guy because you know Vince Finelli. And after that,
you're pulling my leg.
Not much. You know, they want, a lot of people don't know what they want because they haven't thought it through, but, you know, they want the best quality food they can get, and I'll be, you know, right up there. Mountain House is the finest freeze-dried food in the world, bar none. And I, you know, it's just, it is. Anyway, they want products that will last a long time. They don't expect, the ones who are uninitiated to our product, who aren't many, most people know the product through backpacking or their next-door neighbor or something of this nature, they're shocked when they see the quality of it. And we served, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands perhaps, and I heard not a single unhappy comment. And I had these two young ladies working in the booth, which attracted attention themselves. Nice, beautiful Missouri girls. But
they sure were.
They didn't know anything about the product. All they knew was it tasted good. Mm-hmm. And when they gave people a sample, they said, we need to talk further. We need to purchase some.
I'll tell you what. I'd like to know more about what the customers' thoughts were. Are they in a panic? Or are they just planning for the long term because they don't know what's going to happen? I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Freeze-dry guys in the studio with me. I'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Why don't you go your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
we turned the climate control to a different setting. Freeze-dry guys with me, and you know, I was looking at the news, and this is from New York City, and let me just read it to you. Thousands of people in public housing struggle to survive without heat, water, power, a full week after the hurricane. And so there's 20,000 tenants in 108 buildings in Brooklyn and Queens and lower Manhattan that remained in the dark on many levels. They're living without heat and water. The elevators aren't working. No light. And there's no word from officials as to when things might get back to normal. Can you imagine that? And it's really sad because people are saying that when it gets dark, they're afraid of robbers. So they're locking themselves in their apartments, and they're living by candlelight, and a box of matches is $10 in parts of New York City. Times are really bad in New York City. And do you think it could happen where you live? Who would have thought? Who would have thought a few weeks ago that this would be the situation in New York City? Lines for gasoline, people standing in lines with red gas cans so they can carry them back to their cars a few gallons at a time. It's unbelievable. But we expected it. We knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know exactly when. And we knew that this would be the result. And this is just a little dry run, as far as I can tell, for what's coming our way. I'm not kidding. I really believe that. In class, today's election day. And if you think about all the good things that those people that you've elected to represent you have done for you, if you think that they've done a great job, make sure you reelect them. If you're like the rest of us, throw them overboard. Never reelect anyone. No one. Never reelect anyone. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they obfuscate, they work throughout the night to steal from you. They're not your friends. Throw them overboard. Get rid of them. And if you look at the political signs, the ones that are really big and nice, those are the guys that are generally seeking reelection. Never reelect anyone. The damage they've done to this country is incalculable. Freeze Dry Guy's with me, and we're trying to protect you from being a victim. I have Freeze Dry Guy food. I really do. And I buy it. I pay for it. I don't get it for free. And the rest of our family has it, too. And we recommend you consider it. Freeze Dry Guy, let's say someone were in one of these apartments in New York City, and let's say they had water. What would they need to have a hot meal?
If they've got a way to heat the water.
Okay, that could be a pan with a candle.
Yeah. A little tough, but yes, you know, or a little propane burner, something like this. If they've got it, then they have, with the addition of hot water, they have a hot meal.
What if they didn't have hot water?
Then they have a cold meal, but at least it's still, think of a mom's good beef stew, but it's cold.
Right.
Okay, it's still nutritious and still flavorful. Mm-hmm. Just wouldn't be quite as nice as a hot meal. Now, I prepared all kinds of foods like many people have out there. Things like beans and rice and all that are great, but if you don't have hot water, those are really tough.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a dehydrated item. The nice thing about the freeze-dry, again, it's highly porous because it never shrunk down when it was freeze-dried.
Mm-hmm.
So it will rehydrate quickly. In the old days, we used to open up one of the long-range patrol rations, the freeze-dried rations, of which, again, like I said, most people in the military have never gotten to use.
Mm-hmm.
We'd pour water out of our canteen, roll the top down, back down on the pouch, put it in our jungle fatigues we had, put it in our pocket, and walk around for a little bit. And it was good to go. It was warm.
Now, let's say Mrs. Finelli and I wanted to bug out. Let's say something bad happened here, and we had to leave. So we're describing a situation for someone else that may have to leave their home. How much weight, how much bulk would they need to survive for two people in their vehicle? How much just for the food? Let's assume they can get water somewhere. They're going to take a Berkey water filter with them or an Aquapail with them. What would they need or what would the weight be for the food that they take with them?
With our foods, right at a little under a pound a day, that's dry weight. We yield 3.5 pounds of food a day, roughly, on average, depending on what you're eating. As opposed to canned foods, which, 3 pounds of canned foods would be 3 pounds of food. And MREs are the same way. MREs are not lightweight at all. So, and I'm not picking on MREs. They do a certain job. But anyway, the freeze-dried will weigh about one-third to one-fourth of what you'd expect the refreshed product to be.
So if you've got water at wherever you're going or with you, freeze-dried food, all you need is water. That's it.
Correct. In a few minutes, literally 5 to 15 minutes, depending on the temperature of the water.
You know, last time, maybe I shouldn't say this, but the last time you were here at the farm, we had some freeze-dried food. All we did was put it in a pot, and it was indistinguishable. Let me see what it was. It was shrimp. It was perfect. It was indistinguishable from fresh, as far as I could tell. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's what it is. One way to compare it is at least as good as your best fresh frozen
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree with that. So let's talk about the differences in how they come, because some freeze-dried food comes in a can, and some comes in a pouch.
Correct. Yeah.
So let's talk about the difference. Why are some in cans and some in pouches?
Well, it's the application.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies actually out there do not have the capability of packing it in cans, or I should say many of them don't. So many of them go strictly with a pouch, which can be okay. The material that the pouch is made of is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the more popular brands of pouch out there that are available to the public will not probably hold up well in the long run.
Hmm.
Packaging is everything. It is very crucial. It's what makes one product last longer than the other, plus the other things we discussed earlier.
Is that why freeze-dried guy foods come in those plastic buckets to prevent them from being manhandled and perforated?
Yes, that protects the integrity of the pouch.
Mm-hmm.
So the pouch itself, I've not seen as good a pouch anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a proprietary pouching material, and the laminates are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the pouch isn't punctured and it's kept at a reasonable temperature, well, again, 4 months ago I had a pouch of rice and chicken up mm-hmm. in the factory.
Yep.
It was 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh as can be. And I've had some in my own storage that were even older than that.
Do you ever talk about food as an investment?
You know, Vince, I don't hit that too much, but it is. I mean, if one had bought our products 25, 30, 40 years ago, they'd be saving a lot of money. But mm-hmm. I sell it from the standpoint of its insurance. But it is truly an investment to us, an investment in the security of your family. But you will have made money, and you will not be eating a substandard food a decade or two or whatever down the road.
You know, some people think that there will be food everywhere, and I don't really think that's the case.
Not at all, no.
I really don't.
There'll be a lot of people vying for that food. And, you know, if things stayed as they have been in our country, we won't have shortages.
Mm-hmm.
But weather's changed, yields of crops aren't what they used to be, and the production cost of getting these foods that the farmers raise to market has gone up astronomically.
I can tell you that we grow grass. That's what we do here at the farm. We raise grass for the cows. And our yield was 25% at best of what it was last year. That's a real serious problem, and it wasn't just us. And the price of hay went from between $25 a roll, a big round bale, 1,000 pounds, to between $90 and $110 from in months. So I think that's going to translate to higher food prices in the future. There's no question about it. So are the prices of freeze-dried foods, are they going up? Are they stable? What's happening with that? What's the outlook?
We've actually been very fortunate. Everything's projected a year in advance, the purchasing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our prices have held very nicely. I think we had a price increase back in August, we did, that was relatively fairly minimal
for mm-hmm.
the meats, and I was very happy. But this can't hold forever.
Yeah.
I tell people, I say, and I know it sounds like some salesman giving them a yarn, but if you're going to do it quickly, because it's not going to get cheaper. And it's the availability, again, that I see. Not only that, even if we've got food in adequate quantities, which I question that we will, the price will make it perhaps impossible to buy, like that $7
loaf
of bread.
Yeah, $10 for matches.
Yeah.
You know, because people may have some candles, but they don't have the matches. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and to me, that's criminal, because they're holding people, they're holding them ransom
mm-hmm.
in a time when they ought to be fair.
You know, yeah, and they're using matches probably. They may have natural gas for their gas stoves, but they don't have the electricity for the igniter to spark them, you know, into
right.
a flame. So they need one match every time they want to start their gas stove. And you know, when you're gouged, I think you need to remember who gouges you and never go back there. Well, that's a policy that I have. Coca-Cola did something to me that wasn't very nice, and I'm never going to buy a Coke product again. I'm boycotting Coke. It's not much. It's just, you know, the Finelli family, we're just never going to buy anything that Coca-Cola sells. And someday I'll do a story about who they are and how mean they are. They wouldn't even let us use water, Coca-Cola. So, freeze-dried guy, I was thinking about snowstorm. You know, we haven't had one here yet this year. But imagine being caught in a snowstorm. You know, you're driving along, all of a sudden you're on the freeway, it's shut down, and you can't move. So you're going to be there a while. I don't know how long a while is. Maybe it's a few hours. Maybe it's a day. There's snow outside. And if you could find some clean snow, and you've got a portable water filter with you, you could take that snow, mix it with a pouch of freeze-dried food, and you'll be okay for a while. What do you think?
Well, true. It's something, by the way, in the way of snow or ice, it's always almost paramount to heat it because it will lower your temperature, your body's core mm-hmm. temperature better.
Right.
But the concept is good. Part of what should be in a bug out bag is something to heat with, little Sterno tabs or something like that. We have those sort of things, but you can also get those at the hardware store.
There you go. So that's another use for freeze-dry foods. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Freeze-dry guys in the studio. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is November 6, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.92, $867.46 for a half ounce, or $433.73 for a quarter ounce. $1734.92, $867.46, and $433.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Freeze Dry Guy, you like the introduction? That is the no whining. Is that the one you like?
I love that. The sniveler.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you know, that's, I don't say it very often. I probably only said it maybe once or twice. That's aimed at all my peers who broadcast, who whine and complain. It really is. These talk show hosts have an 8-minute loop, and they'll say something, and they'll whine about it, and then 8 minutes later, they'll say it again, slightly differently, and then 8 minutes again, they'll say it differently, because their listeners are in their car radios, and they only have a couple minutes, then they tune off, or tune out. Our class kind of stays with us for the entire class, and that's what our statistics show. So, the no whining is the complainers who say, here's what's wrong, but they don't have any solutions. That's what that's aimed at. They don't have the solutions. We've got the solutions. And Freeze Dry Guy, let's talk about a book that you have, the SAS book, and what your thoughts are with that.
Sure, Vince. Folks, for anybody who calls in an order, you'd need to get a hold of one of my people for this. And if they order either our September special, which we've extended for you, it's the survival buckets. They're great. I can't say too much about them. They were one of the hits of the show this last weekend. Or my dehydrated unit. What I've got is I've got a dehydrated unit. It's my product. There's two cans each of milk, butter, and cheddar cheese in there. Nice little dairy pack. With either of those, we'll give you your choice of an SAS survival manual. SAS is the British Special Air Service. They're what our Delta Force was. Our Delta Force was modeled after them. Mm-hmm. Those guys are superb. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll throw in an SAS manual, but you gotta tell when you call in that you heard me on Vince Finelli's show, USA Prepares, because we're not offering this to anybody else in the country. We'll do that up through Friday. And like I say, either of those two monthly specials, you can ask for the September or November special, or for that matter, anything else in case lot. Sure. There was a second item called a Sparky. Sparky is a beautiful one-handed fire-starting device. It's a sparker like these flint and steel things, but if you broke your hand or you broke a finger or something, and that's very possibly a case in the wilderness, you can't use two hands to start a fire. You just almost can't. I've used a Sparky and its big brother, the Blast Match, for 20 years, and they are amazing. They're the best thing I know of anywhere, and they used to refer to me as Mr. Pyro. I love building fire. I could build it faster than anybody, except a girl one time in the Air Force. She made me so mad. She's the only person that could ever beat me. Mm. But and I never did figure out why. She just told me it's all in the wrists. Well, whatever it was, she had it in spades. And then the second thing is, if you order three cases or more, we'll throw in, it's called the E&E filter. escape and evasion. It's used, issued to the military, to flight crews, to recon teams in the service. It's about the size of a fat cigar. Great little filter. It's not a long duration item. It's rated at 50 gallons. It'll do more like 100. But you should have all three of those items in your survival kit. And we do sell them separately, too. They're all top-notch. All three of those items are used by the military, both U.S. military and the Brits. But anyway,
how do we get in touch with the Freeze Dry Guy organization?
Okay. For this offering, you'll call 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. You can email us at info@freezedryguy.com. But if you do, well, ultimately, you're going to need to talk to a live person, but make sure that they know that you heard me on Vince Finelli's show. Today is Tuesday, and again, this offer is through Friday.
Okay, so if I've got this right, the potential choices are the E&E filter, the Escape and Evade filter, the SAS manual, or the Sparky?
The Sparky.
They can choose whatever they want?
Yes, and both the, well, again, E&E filter is for three cases or more.
Okay.
But on those other two items, they're very small. The SAS book is like 3.5 inches tall and about 3 inches wide. And it goes in a pocket, small pocket.
Freezer Guy, it's always fun having you at the farm in the broadcast classroom with us. His number is 866-404-3663. If you'd like to contact the Freeze Dry Guy, 866-404-3663. I buy his products. I pay for them. And I think they're the best in the business. And that's why the Freeze Dry Guy is at the Get Prepared Expo and part of USAPreparedUs.com. I'm Vin Finelli, class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.